That moment when you tell somebody what you need prayers about and they promise that they will pray for you. But then again, you are not sure if they really will pray for you. Come now. Let us pray with you here at AWR SID Media. It's how we live. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
It's time for us now to go and focus on our daily focus for today. We're talking about the Sabbath rest, and we do have Evangelist Brighton Hachilema, who's going to be helping us understand a bit more about our daily focus for today. Evangelist Hachilema, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much.
So do talk to us first and foremost about what exactly are we talking about here. Within Adventism, the timing of Jesus' death and resurrection is significant due to its alignment with the Sabbath, right? Which is observed on Saturday. We observe it on Saturday like Jews do. But then again, do tell us the relevance of the Sabbath rest as we're having it today.
Okay, thank you so much. I am going to talk about the significance of the Sabbath rest as stated in alignment with the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. So then, to begin with, I would like just to make mention that I think in the context of Adventism, the observance of the Sabbath plays a very significant role in shaping the interpretation of the timing of Jesus' death and resurrection. So the first point that I want to delve into is that we have this Sabbath rest as a biblical foundation, where we do understand that the Sabbath is a consistent theme throughout the Bible. Where if we are to trace back in the early Christian church, faithful followers habitually celebrated the seventh-day Sabbath until the end of the first century. Even if we are to date it to 70 AD during the destruction of Jerusalem, Jesus also predicted the city's downfall and instructed his followers to pray that their escape would not be on the Sabbath. But then I want us just to go through a few verses that bring to eyes or that bring to light about the significance of this day that we celebrate or that we observe. So we understand that in the Sabbath, in the timing of Jesus' death and resurrection, according to the Bible, we know that Jesus Christ died on Friday. Then he was in the grave on the Sabbath and rose on the first day of the week. If we are to read in the Bible, this can be traced in John chapter 19, reading on verse number 31 to 42, and also Mark chapter 16, reading on verse number 1 to verse number 6. Then we understand that at the time of Jesus, those who died in Christ, the Bible tells us that they will be resurrected and also live with him just as he also resurrected. This then simply means that the Sabbath rest remains a memorial in Christianity or in a Christian life where those that are followers of Jesus Christ will be requested or will be required to enter into this rest. So the consistency or that we can refer to is stated in the Bible and is believed today by the Seventh-day Adventist Church worldwide, according to Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. So we find that this reference reinforces the continuity of the observance of the Sabbath throughout the apostolic age, even as we are to trace it way back through the life of the disciples of Jesus Christ. Otherwise, on the introduction in a nutshell, That is what I can say.
So how does the Sabbath observance, and I remember we're talking about the observance of the Sabbath in Adventism, influence the interpretation of the timing of Jesus' death and resurrection?
Okay, so the resurrection or the observance of the Adventist Church, in the way that it influences the interpretation of the timing of Jesus' death and the resurrection, is that one, it has the biblical foundation. I mean, the foundation of the Sabbath itself is biblical. And the influence that comes through from that foundation is that we have the trace just in the Bible where one can understand to say this did not just emerge from somewhere, but it has its background in biblical history. And then when we talk about the Sabbath and the timing of his resurrection, where I talked about Jesus Christ dying and also rising on a Friday and rising on a Sunday, it means Seventh-day Adventists believe that the death is like a sleep until Jesus Christ comes. That is the influence that is given, or that actually comes to the Christians of today. Then at the time that Jesus Christ lived, he lived us with an example that since he himself was a keeper or an observer of this day, everyone today that believes in him and would love to walk in him should also do the same.
So I was hoping that perhaps you'd clarify this for me, and I'm looking forward to your answer. Jesus himself, okay, when he speaks, he says, like Jonah spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish, so shall the Man of Man spend 3 days and three nights in the belly of the earth. So which goes to the question that I was asking you now. He didn't stay 3 days and three nights. If Jesus is alleged to have died on Friday, when do you start counting your 3 days and three nights? If he resurrected on Sunday, it doesn't amount to 3 days and three nights. If he dies at 12 noon, for example, on Friday, we start counting when? When do we start counting the day? Is that day, 12 noon, and then night in the evening, and then day, 12 noon on Sabbath, and then night on Sabbath evening, and then 12 noon doesn't even arise on Sunday morning, is alleged to have risen. So we have literally 2 days, not 3 days. So help me understand how we arrive at the conclusion that he died on a Friday and resurrected on a Sunday, and the Sabbath lies in between there. Help us understand that counting. It doesn't really count well. The math, as they young people say, is not mathing.
Okay. All right. So Jesus Christ died at noon on a Friday. And truthfully speaking, when you just count it like that, we do not arrive at the 3 days. So let me just get through into the way that we count so that we can have a clear understanding together. Okay.
Are you still there, Evangelist?
Yes, I am there.
Okay.
All right. Yes, let me just get to the point that will take us to the answer to the question that you just asked.
Yeah, because that then will follow the question now that we're talking about. Remember, my question was how does a Sabbath observance in Adventism influence the interpretation of the timing of Jesus' death and resurrection? We need to understand how we interpret it, the time of his death and the time of resurrection. We don't seem to have a clear cut, and that's what we're asking there.
Okay. All right. So, So there are a few points that we need to look at. So coming back to the question that you asked, to say if we count from noon at the time that Jesus Christ died and then coming to Sunday, doesn't amount to 3 days. Okay, so Jesus Christ was crucified on Friday and was in the grave part of Friday, which was the preparation day, or of Saturday, which was the Sabbath, and part of Sunday, the first day of the week. Then the interpretation aligns with the New Testament account that Jesus Christ died on Friday and rose on Sunday. But and then the 72 hours interpretation, some argue that Jesus Christ must have been in the tomb for exactly 72 hours, 3 full days and 3 nights, based on Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, which states that for as Jonah was there 3, just as you had mentioned. Okay, then however, this interpretation can be somehow problematic because it does not fully account for the Jewish customs and actual expression of the time. So in the context and Jewish customs, Jesus was crucified on the Passover, which was on the 14th day of Abib, when he died on the 9th hour, which was at 15 o'clock or 3 p.m. So then after his burial, we understand that the duration spent in the tomb is, if we are to calculate from that time up to the time that Christ died, because the Bible says it was very early in the morning, it does not go to the 24 hours way of counting days, which will not amount to 72 hours. But and then counting starts from the Friday and also the Saturday that he was in the grave and the Sunday that he rose up. So the emphasis in the scripture is on the fact of his resurrection, which is the evidence of his divine power and his status. So the 3 days is starting from Friday to Sunday.
Yeah, I need you to help me understand how you calculate that, evangelist, because the Bible says whatever time he may have died, whether it was 3 in the afternoon, whether it was noon, but he spent time in the belly of the earth. He began just before sunset, because the Bible says they buried him preparing for the Sabbath, before the Sabbath began on Friday evening. So we can perhaps, if we want to be generous, we can count Friday as a day, and then we count Friday evening as the first night. And then Saturday, the second day, Saturday evening, the second night. But early in the morning, when the women were there to go and anoint the body, he was not there. He was resurrected. So he never spent the third day or the third night. Quite literally, if we're going to be generous and start counting a few minutes before sunset on Friday, we count that as a day, and Friday night as the first night. First day and first night, that's Friday. First day and second day and second night is Saturday. There is no third day and third night.
Okay.
So how do we calculate that? If we're insisting, because I have no problem. The Bible tells us he resurrected on Sunday morning. I have no problem with that.
No, yeah.
The Bible says he rested on a Sabbath. I'm okay with that. But what I'm not quite sure I understand is how the Bible says it was just before Sabbath, which means there's something wrong with that counting, or perhaps maybe Christ was mistaken, or we are mistaken by reading 3 days and three nights is 72 hours. So that very first question that I'm asking you there needs an answer, an explanation. How does the Sabbath observance in Adventism influence the interpretation of the timing of Jesus' death and resurrection? Does it make sense, Mfundisi?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. So help us with that, because you know better than us, and we are just confused. We need help.
Okay. So, all right. So how we arrive at calculating the number of days.
Right.
Yes, let me.
Let's move on from that, then we can get back to it if we have time, because I'm afraid we're going to run out of time before you answer all the other questions. So if we have time, then we can get back to that and we can get into that. Is that okay, Evangelist?
Okay. All right. Still okay for me, yeah.
So let's talk about the theology. What are the theological implications of Jesus' death occurring on the day before the Sabbath and his resurrection on the day after the Sabbath? What are the theological implications of that?
Okay, so one of them is that symbolism and fulfillment and the theological significance itself and actually the theology unity, I think I'm going to break them down in the way that I have written them here so that maybe the explanation can come a bit clear. So when we talk about symbolism and fulfillment in the theological implications of his death that occurred actually just the day before the Sabbath, we find that the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread were significant Jewish festivals. And then Jesus' death coincided with the Passover, symbolizing the Lamb of God sacrificed for humans' sins. So the Sabbath following his death represents rest and completion to the task or to the sacrifice that he was to offer on behalf of man. So just as God rested on the Sabbath day after creation, so Christ also is resting in the tomb, signifying the fulfillment of God's plan for redemption. So this is point number one. So we find in this, the symbolism and fulfillment, where as the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, through the Passover festival of the Jews, he comes in as the sacrifice to come and fulfill the mission that he came down here for. And then the second point is that when we talk about redemption, we're talking about the theological significance on itself, where Jesus' death and resurrection provides redemption for humanity. His sacrifice on the cross paid the penalty for sin, and his resurrection, he stands in as a conqueror over death. And also, we find there is new creation, which also is echoed in the creation account. So in the death of Jesus and his resurrection, we find inaugurated a new creation in man, where believers experience that spiritual rebirth by their profession of faith in Jesus Christ. The other point is victory over evil. We also understand that since Christ's death on the cross overcame sin, it's also a symbol that by rising on the day just after the Sabbath, Jesus Christ demonstrated over the victory that was over sin, Satan, and death. So his resurrection is the ultimate triumph that is given to all that he shall follow in his footsteps. So Jesus' crucifixion seems like a defeat to some, as others maybe might say, but it led to eternal life. Though that was the way that was actually designed that it should go, in order that a way might or could be paved for man. So the Sabbath rest or silence, the time where Jesus was not active, the time he was in the tomb. So it foreshadows actually the day before his resurrection, and it reminds us that God's ways often defy human expectations. Where so we understand to say it was not possible for God to just cut off without allowing Jesus Christ to go through the same process to its completion, then he allows him to just remain in the tomb till at the day that he resurrected. So then we also find the theological unit here where the Sabbath connects the Old and the New Testament. His death and his resurrection acts as a bridge, or it bridges the gap between God's covenant with Israel and the covenant that is new in Christ Jesus. So on this point, as Seventh-day Adventists, we also understand that Jesus' work on the cross and his victory over death fulfills God's plan for saving mankind. It reveals God's wisdom, love, and transformative power of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Okay. All right. So in what ways do Adventists draw connections between the Sabbath and the events of Jesus' death and resurrection?
Okay, so the ways in that we draw the connection between the Sabbath and the events of Jesus Christ's death is actually how Jesus Christ himself obeyed the Sabbath. That's point number one. And how it signifies a redemption, or how it is actually shown, expressed in its form through his death. Then the other part is where we discover that there is a Sabbath that is connected to his resurrection. The first point that I would like to talk about is that the Sabbath holds a central place in Adventist theology in trying to understand the connection that is between the Sabbath and the events of Jesus' death and his resurrection. So it represents God's rest after creation, according to Genesis chapter 2, reading on verse number 2 and verse number 3, and serves as a sign of his covenant with people. Then Jesus' perfect obedience to God's law is closely tied to the Sabbath. So just as he has remained faithful from the time that he was baptized through the temptations of the wilderness up to the time that he died and rose again. So his life exemplified obedience to God's commandments. Then Adventists see Jesus as a new Israel, succeeding where ancient Israel failed. And his response to Satan during temptations drawn from Deuteronomy passages relate to Israel's unfaithfulness in the wilderness. So if we are to look at how Jesus on the cross, the death of Jesus on the cross, it's something that actually is the pinnacle of his redemptive work. So his sacrifice provides substitutionary atonement and reconciliation with God, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, and Romans chapter 5, verse 9. So the cross becomes the ultimate expression of God's wisdom, love, and forgiveness, and it reveals the depth of God's plan for the salvation of man. So the day between Jesus' crucifixion and his resurrection corresponds to the Sabbath. So just as God rested on the seventh day after creation, Jesus rested in the tomb, and his resurrection signifies victory over sin and death that was as a result of him resting on the Sabbath.
Okay.
So the unity, as I summarize this point, is that the Sabbath bridges the Old Testament and the New Testament, where Jesus' work actually connects God's covenant with Israel, the new covenant that is in Jesus Christ. And his perfect life, sacrificial death, and the victorious resurrection form a harmonious war in God's plan of salvation for mankind.
All right, sir, our time is up. I can't even continue with the rest of the questions that I had. Our time has long expired. Please close for us with a word of prayer.
Dear Lord in heaven, we are so humbled as a sinners just to say thank you for your grace, and thank you for Jesus Christ who came to die for us. How we pray that you may bless us, and how we pray that you may save us through the faith that we shall show in Jesus. Continue leading us and continue blessing us and showing us the way and how to live a righteous life. This on our own we cannot manage, but we claim that power through the precious blood to be in us to help us do what is right. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Evangelist. Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.
And thank you so much.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.